Blog Talk Radio.
Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinions about the sport that they love. All right, this morning, our show topic today is going to be Stop Acting Like You're Still in College. And again, for those of you just tuning in, this is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show, the official platform for the armchair quarterback. And I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. That's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Again, our topic for today is Stop Acting Like you're Still in College. This episode will be teaching street free agent athletes to stop acting like they're in college training for a pro day. Once a player gets passed over by the NFL, then it's time to self-invest for the next opportunity to try to play. No NFLPA certified agent, independent agent, or manager like myself is going to invest money in a sunken ship. The street free agent needs to get a job or two to have a budget to invest in their career. And I want to read this one more time so all my listeners out there can understand what our topic for today is. Stop acting like you're still in college. And this is going out to street free agents, definitely rookie street free agents that just got passed over by the NFL and the CFL. At that time, this episode will be teaching street free agents to stop acting as if they're in college training for a pro day. Once a player gets passed over by the NFL, then it's time to self-invest for the next opportunity to try to play. No NFLPA certified agent at this point, no independent agent or manager like myself at this point is going to invest money in a sunken ship. Sunken ship meaning a player that's already been passed over by the NFL or the CFL. Basically, they're saying that you were not good enough or you were just not on our radar to even evaluate you to go on the draft board. The street free agent needs to get a job or two to have a budget to invest in their career. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't really care how many ways I can say it. This is just one of these topics. I could say it in five or six different ways, but street free agents, you got to invest in yourself. I mean, once the NFL draft announces the first pick, you're already in trouble if you ain't on the board. Once the NFL announces the last pick, which is Mr. Irrelevant, you're definitely in trouble because you were not on the board to even be selected or to be invited to a camp. Most of the time, guys that go to small schools like NAIA schools, NCAA Division III, NCAA Division, most of you are flying under the radar. You're not getting a write-up from Pro Football Focus. So the Pro Football Focus can take those notes, tell the scouts, you definitely got to go and check out this particular athlete while you're going to be doing your official one or two visits. Depending on what type of school, I think the Division I, they usually get about three visits to a school. Division II, they usually get about one visit if you're a good school. Division III and NAIA schools, they're not slated to get a visit from scouts that are scouting for the NFL, which you have BLESTO, and that stands for something. I forgot what it is. Probably Baltimore, Louisiana, something. It's a couple different states, if I'm correct. But BLESTO means something. And I got to really look up their initials. And then National Scouting is the one that does the combine. So BLESTO does a lot of the scouting. National does the NFL combine. If I'm remembering right, they set that up, get your name up on the draft board. So it's a third-party three-tier system that the NFL uses, so the front office can be biased on who they're selecting to come into the league. What they do is they sit back and they just let BLESTO, National, set up the scouting situation, the bowl games, like the Reese's Senior Bowl, all the big bowls, East-West Shrine Bowl. They sit back and let them set all that stuff up, and they do that based on the notes that Pro Football Focus and their independent notes that they have. And, again, what Pro Football Focus is writing about you statistically, they do all that stuff to put your name up on the draft board to be selected. So if a lot of you sitting at home, street free agents, wonder why I didn't get a scout to come to my school, why didn't I get selected to go to the high-level bowl games, why I didn't get the opportunities that all the ones at the big schools got, why didn't I get it? I play football too. Well, it's just set up that way. The shield is set up to a way to where it's a simplistic situation. If you're good, we're going to know about you. And if we don't know about you, that just means you wasn't that good. Or your program was weak. The competition that you played against was weak. So what I do is I take guys and I basically move them up from off the couch waiting on a phone call to come that's not going to probably come unless you just know somebody, your parents know someone that's on an NFL team, meaning they know a scout or they know a personnel person. If a coach knows somebody on the team, a scout or a personnel person, if that's not your scenario, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And usually, even if some of your buddies they look up and go do somebody else's pro day and get seen and get an opportunity, and that does happen, that's probably the best way for a small school kid to get seen is to go to a bigger pro day and just outshine everybody else. That's the way to get in. But sometimes these schools don't even let other schools come to their pro day just for that reason. They don't want other kids to get picked up and their player gets passed over. So it's a lot of politics involved in the selection process as it is. I do these topics every day to educate our street free agent athletes. I do the topics every day to educate our street free agent athletes that are going to be going into their I do this topic to educate people, athletes mainly, that are going to be going into their draft year. So all the young men that's going to be draft eligible for NFL draft 2023, if that's your draft class, I'm teaching you now what you're going to be facing if you're not on the draft board. And in most cases, it's already too late, because if you're in your senior year and you haven't done your junior day, meaning you're ranked amongst the top 100 people per position nationally, if you're not, if you didn't do that junior day at your school and they didn't offer it, then you turn around and your school isn't doing a pro day, you're not going to be up on the NFL draft board. I'm going to just put it to you like that. So the reason why I'm doing this topic today is because you got guys that's been you got guys that's been out of school for, let's say, 2 to 3 years. I have been having people that's been out of school for 2 to 3 years, you know, out of their draft class, and they're calling me, asking me for help. They're asking for help. And I think I got my interview on air. 9755, I'll be coming to you in 5 minutes. 9755, I believe that's my my athlete of the day that's going to be doing our street free agent athlete spotlight of the day. That's going to be my man, Jacob Ayoub. He came out of a Division III school, Amherst College, Division III school, Amherst College, and also just finished up playing in the championship game for the Fan Control Football League with the Board 8 Football Club, played in the championship game. So we're going to get off into his interview in about four or five minutes and let him tell his journey coming out of high school, his going into college to Amherst College, and then coming from Amherst College and going to play professional football in the Pro Developmental Film League, Fan Control Football. We're going to talk about his whole journey. And we do this here to educate the street free agent athletes that just graduated and got passed over this past NFL draft. And then for the young men that's going to be soon to be street free agents that's going in the NFL draft class 2023. We're doing this to educate them and enlighten them now about the things that they're going to be facing coming into free agency, because these guys, they don't realize it. I'm talking about all these guys that in their senior year at these small schools, they don't realize that they're going to be free agents. They're going to have to go into free agency and try to find a way to get signed to a camp contract. Preferably, if they can do a pro day at somebody else's school, that would be my advice, and outshine somebody at a bigger school, or at least just, you know, even if it's a smaller school doing a pro day, still go out there, because you'll have scouts out there and just be one of the best guys out there. And hopefully they'll remember you. But you're going to have to do that to get on the draft board. Moving from that, you know, if you don't do a pro day, no scout knows about you. You're going to have to take a route like my man Jacob Ayoub is going to tell you about. Going to have to take another route. And that other route is going to be finding a professional like myself, an independent agent manager, or you could even find an NFLPA certified agent and beg them to take you on and help you out, but they're probably not going to spend any money on you because it's not pro day anymore. Your pro day is over. You had your opportunity to do pro day, so an agent is not going to take on the cost of trying to pay for your training after the fact, pay for your training, pay for your housing, pay for your meals, and trying to believe in you after the fact. Why would he do that when he's basically focusing on the next class, which would be NFL draft class 2024? That'll be the draft class he's going to be looking at to spend any money on if he can get lucky enough to convince somebody at least the FCS playoff school level, you know, a playoff contender. He's going to want to spend his money on that type of athlete, because that type of athlete has a chance to sign an NFL camp contract even if they don't get drafted. But they also have a chance to get on the draft board. After the fact, a person like a street free agent, a rookie street free agent from NFL draft class 2022 that just passed, they're not going to put any money up in you. So you guys got to get a job or two, get a budget, invest in your career. Again, we're going to be going into our street free agent athlete spotlight of the day, which is going to be featuring my man Jacob Ayoub out of Amherst College. That's a Division III NCAA school, if I'm correct. If I'm not correct, he can correct me when I plug him in here shortly. And he's going to be telling us a little bit about his journey and his path. And this is to educate all of these guys that are still in school in their senior year that's going to be coming out into free agency, and for these rookie street free agents from the NFL draft class 2022 that are still sitting around waiting on a phone call. Jacob is going to share with you the route that he took, and hopefully that helps you understand what you have to do when it comes down to First of all, finding the right independent agent or manager, because usually an NFLPA certified agent isn't going to want to help. And then having a small budget, a small workable budget to spend with that agent manager to invest in your own career so they can help you get to the steps that you need to get to get on the field and start trying to play somewhere. The whole goal is to try to play. So anyway, we're going into our interview. I'm going to be calling in. I'm going to be plugging in 9755-9755. That's the last four. Should be Jacob AU. I'm coming to you now in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jacob, can you hear me?
Hey, Romero, how's it going? Yeah, this is Jacob.
It's going pretty good, man. Thank you for being a part of my show, Stogies and Beer, man.
Yeah, of course. I'm excited to be on here.
Yeah, man. So, again, I know you probably more than likely heard what I was saying to all my listeners out there. If I got anybody listening or if I got anybody that's going to be listening at a later time, because they can always play these shows back. I want these guys to understand the route that you took in street free agency. I bring a lot of street free agents on the show to been out of school for a year. And some of the guys have been out of school for quite some time. I like to bring them on to the show to just at least tell their story so these guys that's still trying to play ain't left in the dark. But anyway, Jacob, I'm going to let you go ahead on and introduce yourself and then kind of like tell us, you know, your route, you know, coming out of high school. What was it that stopped you from getting a big-time offer from Alabama, LSU, UMass, somewhere like that? Why couldn't you get a Power Five or at least a FCS D1 offer, and then from that point going into college, what was your obstacles coming out of college, getting the opportunity to play in the NFL right off the bat? So go ahead and talk to us about that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I started out – well, I've been living right outside of Boston, Massachusetts my whole life, so – I initially started out playing football in my eighth grade at a small Catholic school called Austin Prep, and I played there till my junior year, and football wasn't very good there, and I never really had thought of, like, much of a career in football when I first started eighth grade, because I was a pretty small kid, but I had a massive growth spurt, went from 5'8 to 6'2, and then 6'2 to 6'4, and once I started wanting to take football seriously, I repeated my junior year at a prep school in Massachusetts that's called Buckingham Brown and Nichols. It was known for this sort of thing. A bunch of kids, they would recruit kids in food prep school, PGers who wanted to play on in college. So at Buckingham Brown and Nichols, it was an independent school. We played a bunch of dominant teams, and the whole point was, like, focused on recruiting. And my junior year, it was my first year, you know, really taking football seriously with the intent of going to a Division I school. To want to play in the NFL, and I didn't really know much about recruiting before that, and essentially I had my junior season, and at the end of the season we set up a camp circuit with my coaches, and the plan was always to go D1. You know, I was 6'4", 300, played right tackle, had a good highlight reel, was mobile enough, and we had a bunch of college coaches always coming in to see our guys, and they'd always say, you know, come to the camp circuit. I was never a guy that they'd offer just off of film. And to be a guy, I was just a small tip for anyone that, like, a lot of recruiting kind of now starts earlier than junior year. You got to start hitting the camp circuit early and focus on getting your film together early, just because the exposure now, there's so much out there via social media and everything. So it was one thing I lacked on. But I was never an offer off of film guy. So I went to the camp circuit. I went to a Penn State camp, Fordham, all the Ivy Leagues. Mainly focused on FCS because academics and a balance of academics and football was always a goal for my parents. Nothing ended up coming out of the summer camp circuit, and I went into my senior year with no offers. And I always had small schools like Amherst and a Division II like Bentley reaching out to me, but I never paid them any attention. And around my sixth week of the season, my coach kind of like sat me down because Amherst College is a pretty renowned academic school, and he said, they want to offer you a spot admissions, you know, early decision. You might not be able to get in with your academics if you go in the normal way. This is a really good academic opportunity. You should take it. And it was kind of like one of those things to be on the safer side. Because later in my season, I did have offers from schools like Marist in Central Connecticut. But my parents didn't want to risk education playing at a, with no disrespect to those schools, of course, but just the level of education at Amherst College, my parents didn't want me to pass up that opportunity. So I went the Division III route, of course. No one had gone, one defensive lineman had gone to the NFL before that in, I think, 2004. He was a free agent for the Ravens and Bills. And then one wide receiver was drafted in the 70s. But before that, there was never, like, a blueprint like Alabama where you just got to get, like, one starting season with good film, like, in a junior day and then a pro day. There was never no blueprint. My coach has never talked to us about playing in the NFL because, like, 99% of the kids that graduate go on to, like, med school or like, to become, work in finance or something along those lines. But that was never my plan. So around after I didn't play my freshman or sophomore year, my school only plays 9 games a year. They're kind of like the Ivy League. They don't play in the Division III playoffs. They just have conference champions. So my first 2 years, I didn't start. I saw action in 4 games my freshman year, played guard and saw action in 3 games my sophomore year. Ended up starting at right guard my junior year and was voted captain the year after that. And going to my senior year was when COVID happened, and my school gave us the opportunity to, because our season was canceled, we had the opportunity to delay that semester, take that semester off, and then enroll in classes in the spring and next fall in order for us to fulfill our 4-season commitment to the team. So I took that option, and instead of getting an internship my senior year, I moved down to Tampa by myself and trained at a gym that specified in offensive line and defensive line down in Tampa called Trench Academy. Stayed there for 3 months, had my senior season. We went 5-4, which wasn't the best record, but personal achievements, I had a good year. And I mean, obviously could have been better, but I had a decent year towards what I was working for and was voted all league. And after that was kind of when I started making my highlight reel mid-season, and I started sending out my 3-game highlight reels on Twitter and such, and that's when I reached out to Romero. And after talking to Romero and several other scouts, I realized that if going into your senior season, there's not much about you at all in terms of draft scouting by NFL draft scouts. A lot of mock drafts have already been made at that point. So the hope of, like, that late trying to get some attention to get drafted, as opposed to what Romero taught me, was just continue dumb. Because realistically, at the end of the day, I only had 16 games of footage over 4 years because I only played my last years of college. And we didn't even have a chance to compete in playoffs due to how the conference was made. So I obviously needed more film. And that's how I got with the help of Romero and Farron Sports Management. I was able to get a contract to play for the Fan-Controlled Football League, which started immediately after my winter graduation. And so I graduated in December while everyone's training for pro days and such. I wasn't able to get into a pro day, which is also another reason I went this route. But while everyone's preparing for pro days and combines and all that stuff, I was getting ready to go to camp, basically. And it was a great experience. Went to Fan-Controlled Football. The offensive line groups and defensive line have to play 2 games a day. Out of those 2 games, I started and finished 14 out of 16. Was nominated for Offensive Lineman of the Week twice. And we went to the championship and on one of the teams that we played for all year. And that team had one of the highest scoring offenses of the whole season. And right now, my next goal is, you know, to either get a camp invite or hopefully get into something like the XFL or next type of outdoors type league, just to continue developing my film and show that I can keep dominating at the next level to get an opportunity. And that's pretty much where I'm at right now.
Well, Jacob, we definitely thank you for shedding light on your journey, and hopefully that'll be able to help some of the street free agents that are out there listening to this show or that will listen to the recording. I want to ask you, going into Fan-Controlled Football, what was the experience like when you got as far as like the hotel arrangements, meals, training, rehabbing? Did you get like a real professional football experience? Because I tell guys, I never promise a guy that you're going to get in the NFL. My system is set up to find the best option to get you a professional football experience. So do you think that you got that? Can you talk a little bit about that down there in Georgia?
Yeah, 100%. The fan controlled football, the whole operation was extremely professional. Their big thing for season two happening so early was that they were able to get a $40 million investment. And the investors were very well, they were very active with the community. They lived with us. We always saw them throughout the day, and they always made sure everything was set up. The hotel, meals, everything was provided for in a professional manner. We had nutritionists, weight training staff. And everyone dealt with you. It wasn't like you really had the experience of like where so as college, you kind of work for your coach, and as the next level, you're working with them, and you kind of have to change your mindset as opposed to like everyone's a grown man now. Like you could be playing 24-year-old next to a 32-year-old, and everyone's just there at the end of the day, like the professional reason, like it's a business and they want to move on and progress their business, whether it be going to the NFL or growing the fan-controlled football league to a more national scenario. But the whole experience was very professional and definitely eye-opening. And they definitely did a good job of trying to give as similar as a preparation type setup to what would be expected of us at the next level if we went to the NFL or CFL and so forth.
Okay. It was a lot of stars down there. Did you run into any of the stars? Because, I mean, you got the owners of the league, like the Austin Eckler for the Chargers, Renee Montgomery, who was in the WNBA. You got all different kind of people that was in wrestling, comedy, whatever. And then you also had, like, NBA people coming down, like Dwight Howard. You had NFL mm-hmm. guys coming in, Champ Bailey, you know, Marshawn Lynch, Antonio Brown. Did you run into any of those people while you were out there?
Yeah, so my offensive line group for fan-controlled football was called Force Field. It was me, Amari Catchings, Joshua Taylor, and Epa Moananu. Us four, we had the highest-ranked offensive line at the end of the season. We let up the least amount of sacks, and throughout the whole season, we were drafted by one of the teams consistently called Knights of Degen, which is a team that ended up trading for T.O., Terrell Owens. So, well, I ended up playing like a lot of my games with T.O., and the way he approached the game and talked to the receivers was mind-blowing. And because T.O. was at our games, a lot of his friends, like Julio, would always be in our end zone by the team. And we had Melvin Gordon and Joshua Peters. So, yeah, definitely a lot of stars, Antonio Brown. And then when I played for the Zappers for the couple of weeks, I was actually the center for Johnny Manziel, which is definitely a cool experience being in the huddle with him, you know, because coming up watching him win the Heisman and all that stuff. That was definitely a cool experience. But, yeah, a lot of interaction with a lot of pro people, a lot of celebrities. It definitely, you know, makes you feel that next level experience.
And real quick, one or two more things before I let you get up out of here and get on with your day. You also had the opportunity to be on national TV to play all these games because Fan Control Football, like I tell everybody, is partnered with NBC on the NBC LX platform, but that's national,
mm-hmm.
Depending on what cable providers or whatever you have. But I was able to turn my TV on and watch you guys on my actual TV versus watching it online, which you can catch a lot of stuff online with Fan Control on Stadium, Fubo TV, just to name a few, Twitch, and then you can turn your TV on and also catch these games. Plus, you also had a chance to get interviewed on the Fan Control People's Pregame Show. You got an interview there, and that was on national TV on NBC platforms. So how was that? How did your parents enjoy seeing you, being able to see you on TV every weekend, to be able to see you on the People's Pregame Show?
Yeah, my parents really loved the whole experience because my college is around 2 hours from my home, and they always came to my high school games growing up and my college games. So being able to watch those games every weekend kind of gave them a little sense of that experience since they weren't able to come down to Atlanta all the time. Yeah, I mean, the whole experience was pretty cool with being on camera too. Kind of like it makes you realize you kind of have to be on top of everything, and it kind of added to that professionalism of the whole league.
Right. And we got some other stuff going on behind the scenes we'll talk about later. You know, just got a IFL offer for you to come and play, and that's going to kind of like give you some options versus just going back to Fan Control, playing this style of football versus trying another style mm-hmm. in the Indoor Football League, which I got you set up for a great opportunity there. And then Just tell us a little bit about real quick before you go, and this is the last thing I want to hear from you, is what are you doing professionally with, as far as college, your major, what did you major in, and are you trying to use your major at some point after you get done playing or while you're still playing at this level to earn a living? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of ties into the whole pressure of being a free agent, you know, because I majored in political science. My school is a liberal arts school. And I always had the intention, honestly, of going into something more finance related or marketing. Those were what my internships were related around. That was like what I studied for. With the training that, like, after the FCF, the training that I realized I really needs to go into it, you could, like, realistically, there's things you could do, like watching film, yoga, technique training, conditioning, recovery, just working out in general. You could, like, there, realistically, you could work out for this profession all day, but you got to pay the bills at the end of the day. So although that's my major, I've kind of been lately doing more part-time jobs, like concrete and landscaping, just so I can balance out my days. Because the other side of, like, working for something for my degree would need much more devout time, and that would kind of take away from my training. So to balance it out, right now I'm kind of working those type of part-time labor jobs.
And that's a good point you make, because this is what I've been trying to tell a lot of these street free agents. And for those of you just tuning in to the show, you're listening to Stogies and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. And I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Our show topic for today is Stop Acting Like You're Still in College. And I got my man, Jacob A.U. Bone here, professional football player out of the Fan Control Football League, just telling his stories. And Jacob, before you get up out of here, I was just going to comment on what you were just talking about, you having a job. I feel, guys, street free agents need to get a job or two to have a budget to invest in their career. I get so many guys, you know, just calling me and saying they want help. And I'm talking about guys that's been out of school for about 2 or 3 years waiting on an opportunity. They came from big D1 schools. And I guess they look at it like, well, since I went to this certain school, I should just still get people to invest money in me. But that, I tell guys, you're not in college, you're doing a pro day. So I definitely like the fact that you're working and doing labor to invest in your career. So if like somebody like Hub Camp says, hey, tell Jacob we got a spot for offensive lineman, can he get to San Diego and do Hub Camp and get an NFL look? You have to have money to get on the plane to get here, get your hotel room and different things. Nobody's going to pay for that. And so, you know, and I tell guys, I can't pay for all my guys because there's so many of you guys that I help and that I manage. It's too many. I'd be broke. So I'm glad that you got that part down pat. But, Jacob, I want to get you out of here and just say, before you go, can you please tell everybody if there's any NFL scouts or anybody listening out there that's a scout, general manager for the NFL, CFL, whatever, how can they find you on social media? And at the same time, tell them what kind of player they're going to be getting if they bring you into a camp.
Yeah, for sure. So my Instagram is yak.ibnyousef, Y-O-U-S-E-F, and my Twitter is at Jacob, A-Y-Y-U-B. I would say what a player I should be brought into camp, you know, I think I have one of the more dominant highlight reels across all divisions for offensive linemen in the class of 2022. You can find my highlight reel, Jacob Ayoub College and Pro Senior Season on YouTube. Although the competition isn't there, I don't think there was anyone else in the country putting that type of film as consistently as me. Although I never tested an official pro day, all my combine numbers are within the same brackets as those guys who were drafted in rounds 1 and 3 of this year and last year's class. And I'm just coming from a Division III. I'm grateful to play football every single day I'm out there. I'm going to be working harder than everyone out there. And dominance and attention to detail is like my top two attributes, I think, of what I focus on for this game. So that's what kind of player they'll be getting if I get an invite to their camp.
All right, Jake, we want to thank you again for coming on to Stogies and Beer Radio Show today. I'm going to go ahead and let you get up out of here, but we'll definitely be in touch afterwards, and I'll be giving you a little bit of call later about that new opportunity. And we want to thank you again for coming on the show, and you have a great morning.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Have
yes, for those of you, all right, thank you. For those of you just tuning in, there was my man, Jacob Ayoub, offensive lineman out of Division III Amherst College and Professional Fan Control Football League on the show talking to us, giving a little bit of knowledge on the route that he had to take. And we're doing this, these athlete street free agent athlete spotlights on the show because I want guys that's in their senior seasons coming from the small schools that are getting overlooked by Pro Football Focus and Blesto and National Scouting. They're getting overlooked, and I want these guys that's in their senior season from these small Division II and below schools, I want them to understand what they're going to be facing going into the NFL draft. Into the NFL draft and combine season. So, and this is like, really, you guys aren't going to be able to take part in that because nobody knows about you. So this is why I'm giving you different options on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show, giving different options to young men so they can know what they're going to be facing. And so it's just the way things are set up. If you're not being written about by Pro Football Focus, you know, nobody really knows about you. You got to be at a school that Pro Football Focus writes about the players on those teams. And you got to be at a school to where the NFL scouts are going to at least do one visit or two visits or three visits. You got to be at a school to where they're at least doing one visit at the point that I'm making. If you're at a school where they're not going to do one visit or they're not going to attend your school's pro day, even if your school is even going to do a pro day, you know, more than likely you're going to be going off in the street free agency at some point after you graduate college. So everybody doesn't make it to the NFL on the first crack. That's the first thing. Everybody does not make it to the National Football League on their first crack at this. It's just, you know, you just really got to be, you got to have another plan. Because for small school kids, the NFL is really, really not in your future right off. I know that sounds mean. I know that sounds insensitive to say, but I'm a realist. Like Jacob, who just got off the line, when Jacob called me, I told him straight up, same thing I'm saying on the show this morning. Realistically, the opportunity for the NFL is not going to be for you right after you play your last college game. And so, you know, and he basically alluded to everything that I'm saying right now, because he told you he had a hard journey coming out of, you know, going through high school and everything else. You know, he had a rough journey there, you know, just trying to, you know, be a starter and doing all these different camps and everything. You know, a lot of the stuff that he did still didn't get him on the NFL scouts radar during college. So, I mean, the man sounded like he'd done a lot of work on his own. He went to Florida. He's telling me he went to Florida to a training camp that specialized in offensive linemen. And so these are the things that this is why I wanted him to do this show, because I've even had a scout critique his film, College and Pro, and, you know, and was asking certain questions like, had he ever got with someone to do one-on-one training? And that's something that I didn't know until this morning, that he had went to Florida and got one-on-one training and everything like that to enhance his film and stuff like that. So he's done all the right things. He's done the one-on-one training. He's also been invited to Hub Camp. They invited him to Hub Camp, but unfortunately he couldn't leave and go to Hub Camp and then try to go back and play fan control football. They weren't releasing players to go. So we're still trying to get him back in Hub Camp to go and get his NFL look. Hub Camp, if you want more information on Hub, you can find them on Twitter at capital H, capital U, capital B. Hub Camp is ran by Don Yee, Tom Brady's agent. And it's an OTA NFL style mini camp workout. They simulate it just like the NFL does their in facility workouts. So if you get worked out in facility, that, you know, if you get lucky enough to get an in-facility workout, if you attend Hub Camp, you kind of like know what to expect. And that's ran, and I have a good relationship with the general manager for Hub, which is Mike Williams, and then the president of operations, which is Tom Goodhines. they've been really gracious to me and to my clients on getting them an opportunity to go out there and get an NFL look, because the NFL scouts can look into the event, look into the camp live stream, or they can show up because it's an NFL-sanctioned event. They're NFL-sanctioned. A lot of times the NFL can't come out to a lot of these events because the scouts can't come to the events because the NFL hasn't sanctioned the event. If the event is not sanctioned by the NFL, the scouts can't attend. And that's one big thing that I've dealt with some of my other friends that have some good camps that you may or may not know about. But anyway, some of my friends run some camps in Indianapolis, and they can't get the scouts to come out because it's not NFL sanctioned. I think they have a lot of CFL scouts that can come. They're CFL sanctioned, but they're not NFL sanctioned. So the NFL scouts, you know, can't come out there and watch them. But, you know, the tape and the Zoom link is available for them to attain. They can look in, Zoom in, if I'm correct, and look at the event live, or they can ask for the tape on individual positions. But, you know, everybody's doing what they can in their professional field, whether it's running combines, training, doing a non-sanctioned pro day. It's a lot of people out there doing a whole lot of things trying to help guys get a look. Plus, people like myself who manages athletes, who consider themselves a manager or independent agent, not NFL certified, but, you know, I'm not certified, but I do the same work as the NFL agent do, and probably a better job, at least I've been told. I'm better than most certified agents people have had because my attention to detail and I boast my customer service. So for my company, which is BEST, capital B, capital E, capital S, capital T, Best Sports Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California, that's what I go up under now. That's the parent company. I got a couple other smaller companies that people may know me by, which is Ferran Sports Management Agency. So, you know, it's when it comes down to it, I'm doing everything I can to help a guy. But when a guy calls me for help, had a guy called me for help here recently and was like, you know, I'm looking for this, looking for that, blah, 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 blah. I've been out of school for the last 2 or 3 years, but I'm still high level and still ready, still got good film. Can you help me? And I'm like, of course I can. Of course I can help you. I mean, that's what I do. That's why you're calling me, because you obviously know I can help you. I have the capability of helping. But this is a business for me, and unfortunately, as a human being requires food, shelter, clothing, recreation, transportation. A human being requires those things. Now, if I can get somebody to raise their hand in the audience, if I could see you, if I could get you to raise your hand in the audience, I would ask you, what attains all those things that I just mentioned? What do you have to have to attain shelter, food, transportation, recreation? What do you have to have? Money. That's the answer. Hopefully that's the answer that you would give me if you raised your hand. Money. So when a guy calls me and says, hey, I need help, I would like help to get off the couch and start playing football somewhere again, because I've been waiting for a call or trying to get help and nobody wants to help me. You know, if I tell you I can help you, but it's going to cost a certain amount of money, then you should be willing to pay the certain amount of money that it's going to take for you to get that help. So, and I'm going to start asking guys when they call me and say, hey, I need some help with this and I need help with that. I'm going to start asking them, what has been your situation with trying to find management and somebody to, you know, to do what I, agent work, management work, agent work, however you look at it, it's all the same. What has been your experience with people? And 9 times out of 10, it's probably going to come down to money. That's probably going to be the answer. These athletes probably going to tell me the traditional story. Well, I tried to go XYZ route, but the guy wanted this amount of money. The person wanted this amount of money. I got with an agent. My agent, he quit spending money on me. He quit, you know, he don't want to cut the check no more. All these different type of scenarios when I keep on explaining. Again, the topic of the show, again, stop acting like you're in college. You're acting like you're in college when you expect people to put money in you. There's nobody there to wash your clothes. There's no team manager there to wash your clothes. There's no meal plan set out for you. There's no meal card for you to pay for your food. There's no housing stipend, you know, so you can go and take classes and do all this stuff. That's over with. That stuff is over with. If you didn't catch that if you didn't take advantage of that gravy train while you was in college, welcome to Street Free Agency. And Street Free Agency right now is open for the IFL. I think it's opening up soon, like next week, like probably around August 28th somewhere, I think. IFL, NAL, Street Free Agency is going to be opening up because they just played their championship games. Champions Indoor Football League, American Arena League, American West Football Conference, American Arena Football Association, they're already opened up for Street Free Agency. Contracts are going out. So if you're a Street Free Agent and you listening to this show or will listen to this playback, contracts are going out for Street Free Agents to play pro developmental football and pro developmental football film leagues to keep attaining film, to get better for your next opportunity as you're trying to keep playing. So that's the whole goal. I had a young man on here the other day, Mark Munson. I like the way you said it. You got to find every opportunity to try to play. You got to find every opportunity to try to play right now. Mark Munson, right along with Jacob AU, who was on here this morning, I got my scout team trying to get them an XFL or USFL draft pool invite right now because they went and got their pro film to do it. They went and got their pro film. It's a lot of good interviews on here for you, rookie Street Free Agents, and a lot of you and for you guys that are still in school that's in your senior year that's going to be graduating and playing your last college football game this year. It's a lot of good information on Stogies and Beer for to help you out. Time is 8:47 Pacific time, and you are listening to the Stogies and Beer radio show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on Stogies and Beer. Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinion about the sport that they love. We're going to get off into some topics and everything here shortly. I'm going to go over my topic one more time. We're going to get off into some topics that's going across the wire in case you want to call in. And our call-in guest line is going to be 515-602-9687. If you want to call into the show and talk about anything sports-related, the number is 515-602-9687. Right now, looks like they're going to have the Clippers playing the Nets, I guess, on Christmas Day or something like this here. Should the Clippers be playing on Christmas Day with Kawhi's much anticipated return. So I guess the Clippers going to be playing on Christmas Day. That's what it is. They're talking about the Clippers playing on Christmas Day. And if you want to call in and talk about that they deserve to have a Christmas Day game, I think they do. The Clippers are a high-level team, definitely if Kawhi Leonard is back. But if you want to call in and talk about anything sports-related, the telephone number is 515-602-9687 to talk about should the Clippers be playing on Christmas Day. 515-602-9687. But going back to our topic for today, stop acting like you're still in college. Again, stop acting like you're still in college. This episode will be reaching Street Free Agents to stop. I'm sorry, this episode will be teaching Street Free Agents to stop acting as if they're in college and training for a pro day. Once a player gets passed over by the NFL, then it's time to self-invest for the next opportunity to try to play. No NFLPA certified agent, independent agent, or manager is going to invest money in a sunken ship. This Street Free Agent needs to get a job or two to have a budget to invest in their career. Again, I'm going to read it one more time just so everybody that's out there can understand what I'm saying. I'm going to break down this topic real quick while we wait on people to call in to talk about the NBA Christmas schedule. Looks like we got the 76ers against the Knicks, the Lakers against the Mavericks, the Bucks against the Celtics, the Grizzlies against the Warriors. That's going to be a good one. The Suns against the Nuggets. That's going to be a good one, too. So I'm looking to see the Grizzlies against the Warriors, the Suns against the Nuggets. So we got the NBA Christmas schedule up. If you want to call in to the show again, 515-602-9687 to talk about who you going to be picking between the 76ers and the Knicks, blah, blah, blah. And we're just going over the NBA Christmas schedule. But definitely if you want to call in and talk about that, we're here for you again. Call in is 515-602-9687. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I'm your host, Romero Ferran, the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. And my topic for today is stop acting like you're still in college. This episode will be reaching street free agent athletes to stop. This episode will be teaching street free agent athletes to stop acting as if they're in college training for a pro day. Once a player gets passed over by the NFL, then it's time to start self-investing for your next opportunity to try to play. No NFLPA certified agent, independent agent, or manager like myself is going to invest money in a sunken ship. Sunken ship meaning a player that's already been passed over. Your stock value has went down. The street free agent needs to get a job or two to have a budget to invest in their career. I want to say, when Jacob Ayoub was on the show, he mentioned that he was doing landscaping and concrete work out there in Massachusetts. I guess he lives around the Boston, Massachusetts level. So he's doing landscaping, concrete work to try to keep money in his pocket to take care of himself and to prepare for the next opportunity. So if I get him a contract way across the country, he needs to be able to get on the plane and get to camp and get to that opportunity. You know, and then when he's in camp, you know, if he's worked and saved his money up from working at home, he's not really sweating the fact that that pro developmental film leagues pay anywhere between $180 to $200 a game in most leagues. Usually it's about $200 a game, though. So, but they do house you and feed you and all that stuff. You get housed, you get fed, you get workers' compensation insurance if you get hurt. So, and you're going to get your film to keep moving and keep playing and raising your stock value. So Jacob is taking, really, I like this interview because he's taking all the right necessary steps to attain what he's trying to get to, which is in an outdoor league, a higher paid outdoor league like the XFL that's coming up in 2023 in January, and the USFL that should be making its second run as well at that time. So he's trying to get in one of these leagues and get a higher level of pay, and then be able to sign a free agent contract next season. You know, a lot of guys sign NFL free agent camp contracts from the USFL, and I believe they'll be doing the same thing for the XFL. So I'm trying to get all my clients lined up for that opportunity. I want to get them lined up for that opportunity to move forward and get film and everything like that. But, you know, I have a lot of guys constantly calling me, and their problem always is about money. That's why I like Jacob's story. He told me what he was doing. He was working. He's doing landscaping, doing concrete. So he has two side jobs, trying to make money and trying to train around that so he can be ready for the next opportunity. This man, he's done the work. I mean, he just told you, just shared with you, he went to a camp for 3 months in Florida, moved to Florida for 3 months, done a big man camp to get his technique right. He has good college film. He has good pro film to go along with it. He's going to get some more pro film to go along with that. I tell you, and the good thing about offensive linemen, they can hang around the league for a while. So it's not really, in my opinion, a knock that he didn't get in the first crack, because for a big offensive lineman with skill, you know, it may take him a couple shots in pro developmental football, maybe one, two, or three years. I'll say 3 years max. But after 3 years, I think he still can get a camp contract and come in. And at that point, he'll still be pretty durable and still be able to beat some guys out. He probably just have to sign his contract later. I was watching the WNBA last night, and a funny story, WNBA playoffs gave exposure to a 32-year-old rookie. She had been playing ball in France, and the coach of the Chicago Sky, I guess he lives in France, and he kept hearing about this young lady and seeing her on TV for basketball. And then he said, I'm going to sign her to the WNBA, to my team. And so he signed her, and she's over here playing in the WNBA, which is the strongest women's professional league in the world. I'm not saying there's not a lot of strong leagues overseas in Europe, because it is. It's a lot of good basketball for women in Europe, strong basketball. But the WNBA is the standard. So if you can get a WNBA contract as a 32-year-old rookie, that's amazing. So I'm just saying all that to say that it's you just never know how it's going to work out. Sometimes you think it's too late, but if you keep playing and keep playing, you just never know. It's always a 1% chance that somebody can, you know, as a football player, you, at 30 years old, you probably could, as a lineman, you probably could still sign a camp contract if you still got good film and you you meeting all the measurables and the details that they're looking for, you probably could still sign a contract. So I tell all my offensive linemen that 6'4", 6'6", you know, just stay in shape and stay ready. Keep learning. Keep learning the position because you might have just needed to work on some things. And as I keep meeting people, I'll eventually have NFL scouts that I can call on, NFL personnel directors I can call on to get my guys an opportunity. That's one thing I tell my guys. I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to be here after you decide to quit playing. I'm going to still be here doing this. Eventually, I'll have all the NFL front office contacts I'll need. Why? Because I believe I will. I believe I will. It's not so much of what I'm doing, but it's just so much of I believe that the universe is going to lead me to the right people to make to the way I can have favor with the right people to move my guys up. I'm going to keep going. Sometimes I want to quit doing this. Sometimes I get discouraged. Sometimes I want to stop because I'm not getting paid a whole lot of money to do this stuff. This is a free show that I put out here, free information. So a lot of guys be like, hey, I want to do a consultation on air. I tell them now, call into the show. I'll do your consultation on the show. So everybody can hear the question that you may have. It might be 50 other people out there that got the same question, and I can just answer it all at one time for you. So I used to charge like $25 for a 15-minute consultation, and I would take that off the $100 fee if you're going to use my quick service, or take it off whatever other package. I would take that off. Because you already paid a little bit of money, I would just add it to the normal fee that you would pay me. But I'm not even charging that now for the consultation. I'm allowing you to come on to the radio show and ask your questions, get some knowledge, and you know, if you want to come back and do an interview, you can come on here and do an interview and tell us your story, just like how Jacob Ayoub just did. I got so many stories on here. This is like I've done like about 20, I'm gonna say at least 18 full episodes to where. Out of those episodes, I usually have a interview on here. You have a good interview on here. So it's up to you guys, you know. I'm going to go off into a little bit of music real quick. We're going to listen to my man DJ Keith Chronic with Rebuild Tag by DJ Keith Chronic. We'll be back after this. morning. Welcome to Stogies and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. That's WBEST from Chula Vista, California. This is Stogies and Beer, and I am your host, Ramiro Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Today's topic is stop acting like you're still in college. This episode will be teaching street free agents to stop acting as if they're in college training for a pro day. Once a player gets passed over by the NFL, then it's time to self-invest for the next opportunity to try to play. No NFLPA certified agent, independent agent, or manager is going to invest money in a sunken ship. The street free agent needs to get a job or two to have a budget to invest in their career. If you are a street free agent athlete, meaning street free agent rookie from this past draft class 2022, if you're in college in your senior year and you're going to be in draft class 2023, you can call in to discuss this topic, stop acting like you're still in college, and I'll break it down to you going into free agency, which most of you guys that are going to be Division II, Division III, NCAA, and NAIA schools, you're going to be too small of a college to even get a look from an NFL scout. They're not going to come visit your school in most cases unless your coach knows somebody or unless your coach can get you on a pro day at a bigger school in your region. I'm not saying it can't happen, you getting into the NFL, but I'm just saying based on my experience in football, 99.9% it ain't going to happen. You're going to have to take the steps necessary to continue to try to play. Our guest calling in line to talk about this topic is 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687. The time on deck is 9:12 a.m. Pacific time. We got about a little over 45 more minutes to go on this show. But let's get off into some sport news. We just had some breaking news that the NFL finally made a decision. And guess what? And the NFLPA finally made a decision this morning. They made a decision, breaking news, that Deshaun Watson is going to get 11-game suspension. He's not getting that sweet deal that we thought he was going to get. He's not getting that sweet deal. He's going to get 11 games and fined $5 million. Deshaun Watson suspended 11 games, fined $5 million following NFL and NFLPA settlement. Jake Trotter reported this. Jake Trotter report. So Jake Trotter is the source on this. It's all over the news. It's all over TV. Anything sport news, you probably can find this breaking news, but definitely on Fox Sports and definitely on ESPN. It's all over the monitor. 11 games. I was just looking at their schedule. They got a pretty tough schedule, if you ask me. You know, they got some notable names, you know, definitely in their division. Baltimore, the Bengals, who just came from the Super Bowl, that's going to be two battles. They got to deal with it at least twice. Then they got who else is themselves and one more team in the division. I'm just trying to think of who else is in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is always tough, so I don't see them. So let's say, for instance, that's what? Three teams, two, four, six. I say that's six losses for them right there. So let's just say they're already going to drop six before Deshaun Watson get back. I saw some other teams like they were probably going to be playing, I think, the Carolina Panthers. I don't think they can win that game, especially with Baker Mayfield playing. He's coming for blood. I don't think they win that game because that's going to be a rivalry game because of Baker Mayfield. Then they got the I think they can probably take the Jets out with their backup. He could probably take the Jets out. I think I saw them. Atlanta, it's a toss-up. I think they got Mariota. He's the starting quarterback now for Atlanta, I think, or he could be a backup. I'm really not sure. I got to find out who's actually going to be starting for Atlanta. But Atlanta always plays you tough. That's an NFC South team. They're going to play tough. So I really don't see them winning that game. So, I mean, I got them really maybe winning one game, maybe being 11 games. I got them 1-10 before Deshaun Watson get back. So if he can come back, I looked at the schedule with him coming back. I think I gave him the Bills. That's going to be a rivalry game. Not the Bills, but Houston. I think I saw Houston. That'll be a rivalry game. He's going to be coming out for blood, so I'm going to give him that one. So that's two wins. Then I think I saw Washington, depending on who's the quarterback there. Oh, I forgot they got Andy Dalton, but they got a good quarterback because they got Carson Wentz. I don't see him winning that game. I like to go off quarterback play. So So I don't see him winning that game. So that's another loss. The only person I got them beating is Houston when Deshaun Watson comes back. So that's I'm going to just say a two-win season for them, because then they got to play the Saints. Watson got to play the Bills, the Saints. You got to play Washington. You got to play, you know, I already said Pittsburgh and Baltimore. So, I mean, I see two wins. I give, who is it, Jacoby Brissett, I think, is going to be starting. You know, if I remember right, Jacoby Brissett or whoever their backup is, I got the backup can pull off the game against the Jets, possibly the Falcons. But I'm going to still say I got him definitely against, he can beat the Jets, and then they can probably beat when Deshaun Watson gets back, they should be able to beat the Houston Texans, because that's going to be an alpha blood game for Deshaun Watson for all the situation that he went through down there with the contract and everything like that, and them trying to get him some help, getting a good coach. I think he's just going to be going alpha blood for them because they finally released him. So, interesting story this morning. Like I say, you want to call in and talk about some breaking news about anything sport-related. Besides this breaking news with Deshaun Watson, we had the Christmas NBA Christmas schedule came out. I want to see that Memphis Golden State game. You can call in to the show at 515-602-9687. This is Stogies and Beer radio show. And Stogies and Beer platform is the platform, is the official platform for the armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinion about the sport that they love. If we don't know about the sport that you like, you can teach us about it. If you don't know about the sport that we're talking about, we can teach you about it. This show is set up this show is all about sports, definitely NFL, because this is a football talk show. But we talk a lot about NBA, MLB. We talk a lot about hip-hop and R&B stuff, too. Business, e-commerce, USFL, XFL, the Basketball League, TBL, ABA, American Basketball Association, TBT, the Basketball Tournament, MILB, Minor League Baseball. We talk about wrestling, UFC, boxing, camel racing, dog racing, pie eating contest, whatever you want to call in and talk about that's considered a sport, and they put it on TV as a sport, American Kennel Club, whatever. We'll talk about anything sports-related that they run on the sports networks. So with that being said, again, I'm Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer radio show. Our topic for today is Stop Acting Like You're Still in College. Basically, just want to teach these young men that's soon to be street free agents coming out of college this year, and they're probably going to get passed up for NFL Draft 2023. And I'm talking to the street free agents, rookie street free agents that were in draft class 2022 that have already been passed up. You need to have a budget to work with somebody like myself. Stop going out there acting like you're still in college, like some agent is just going to come open up their golden checkbook and pay for your meals, housing, training, and, you know, acting like you're getting ready for a pro day like you're in college. Your pro day days are gone. That's over with. Anything that you do, if you want to do a pro day, let me tell you where to go. Let me tell you where to go to get your official numbers. You go to the BSN, Beyond Sports and National Combine. You can hit my man up, Jay Wilson, on Twitter. Hit up Jay Wilson. I think his tag is at Jay with Beyond Sports or something like that, but I'll find it, DM me, and I'll give it to you if you need it. Him and Jay Wilson and Jimmy Kibble, you got to find them on at the Beyond Sports and National Combine. They do a cut. They get you if you're a free agent, if you are coming out of college this year and you don't have a pro day, you need to get to him. If you're a street free agent and you're still looking to get some pro day numbers, some combine style measurements and numbers, you know, call Beyond Sports. They do it for rookies. They do it for street free agents. They'll get you laser timed and everything on your 40 and all that stuff. They do have a lot of CFL teams that come down, and also a lot of pro developmental film league teams that come out and give guys opportunities. They're working on getting some NFL contacts and getting a relationship with the National Football League to have their scouts attend to. I don't know exactly where they are with that, but bottom line is, if you are a athlete flying up under the radar that school is not offering a pro day, you need to get with Beyond Sports, with the BSN Combine, and get to Indianapolis and get your numbers. If your school not offering pro day, If you are a street free agent and you did not get a chance to do a pro day and you don't have any official numbers and you want to get some official numbers, go to @BeyondSports on Twitter and do the BSN Combine. If you want more information about them, you can definitely call me. If you don't want to go that route, you want to actually go to a another type of combine, get with my man Ed B. Davis on Twitter, Ed B. Davis. That's Brandon Davis with Athlete Scouting. Athlete Scouting, him and Zach. And you can also hit up at Zach, at Athlete Zach, or at Zach Athlete, something like that, or DM me for information. Zach Hibden, he owns Athlete Scouting. They got a big scouting combine coming up where they're going to have a lot of pro developmental film league teams out there scouting players, offering contracts. You need to get DM me for more information about them. And you can DM me at Ferrand Sports on Twitter. That's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D Sports, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, all together, at Ferrand Sports on Twitter. Just DM me about those two companies, the Beyond Sports National Combine and Ask Elite Scouting. That's going to be two opportunities to get you up off the couch. I suggest you do both, but definitely do one to get you up off the couch and put you back in the game. How much does it cost? I don't know. You'd have to ask them, but there is a fee. The street free agent needs to get a job or two to have a budget to invest in their career. That's part of my topic description. The street free agent needs to get a job or two to have a budget to invest in their career. Why? Because no NFL certified agent, independent agent, or manager is going to invest money in a sucking ship. Now let's talk about sucking ship. I don't want you to get take it like I'm talking about you. But you are a sunken ship because your boat is not floating anymore. Your boat is floating while you're in college. You got to take every opportunity in college to get a pro day and to get some scouts looking at you. However you got to do it, you got to find a way. If you're at an FBS school, this is not your problem. This topic is not for you. You can go ahead on and log out if you like. You can listen, but you can go ahead and log out if you like because this topic ain't for you. You don't have this problem as an FBS participant. As an FCS school, definitely a FCS playoff school. As a FCS playoff school, you definitely can also log off too. Excuse me, I got a little bit distracted that somebody was sending me some information while I was on air that I had to take care of. But as an FCS playoff school, you can log off as well because you don't have this problem because you guys are FBS FCS school is going to get about three visits from NFL scouts. It's set up that way because they're getting write-ups from Pro Football Focus. Pro Football Focus does the statistical write-ups and everything like that for all these different FCS D1 playoff schools and FBS schools that do all these high-level bowl games. They're going to get a write-up from Pro Football Focus. So the players that are listening in to the show that are from those two type of programs, you can go ahead and hang up because it's not for you. I can't do anything for you because you don't need my help. You don't need my help and unless you are a guy that have been out of school for a couple of years and trying to get back to playing, I can help you. But again, you're basically are now a street free agent, just like the rest of these guys that went to small schools are going to be coming out of a small school this coming up year, this coming up draft year. So I'm just trying to tell guys, I can help you, but you got to have a budget. Jacob Ayew came on here this morning, and he gave everybody a perfect example of what his life is like as a free agent who is also a professional football player from the FCS, from the Fan Control Football at FCF on Twitter, Fan Control Football. He was with the Board A Football Club and went into a championship. You heard the story. It's more than one way to make it to the league, but you got to have a budget for somebody like myself to take my time and invest in you. I gave guys an opportunity last year, and I'm going to do it again this year, but I'm going to start a little bit earlier. I'm going to start a little bit earlier so I can make sure that the people that I deal with that I know online can get the list in to NFL personnel directors faster. So when it comes down to it, we got who is this? We have, during the draft season, what I'm going to do about 3 weeks from the draft, I'm going to give guys an opportunity that's in their draft year. coming from small schools, I'm going to get them an opportunity to work with me and go ahead on and get a contract so they can go ahead and play football immediately after college. Like if you just heard Jacob Ayew's story, what did he tell you? He said why most guys are getting ready for pro day and combines and all this stuff. I was already working out, getting ready to go to camp. I already knew where I was going. I already knew where I fit into this whole hierarchy of trying to get to the NFL. He knew he was nowhere on the radar of the NFL. So what did he do? He took my advice and started playing football immediately after he graduated. That program is still available for draft class 2023 coming up. I'm gonna give you 3 weeks to work with me before the draft starts for free. After they announce the first pick of the draft, it's going to be $100 to work with me all the way up until the last pick, all the way up until the last pick, right before the last pick. Once the last pick gets announced, it's going to be too late. You're going to be paying me $600 for full management. I'll still help you, but you're going to pay me $600 for full management. Which somebody might say, well, why do I have to pay you? Well, you have to pay me because I'm what you call an independent agent or manager. I just like to say manager because I hate the word agent now, because when people hear agent, they automatically think, oh, somebody's going to open up their checkbook and pay for my meals, my housing, my training. I'm going to just be living a lap of luxury off of somebody else's budget. This ain't boxing, people, not for me. If I'm going to take on a manager and manage a boxer, then I know I got to pay for that stuff because I got to make sure my guy taken care of, getting ready for the get in the ring and fight. And getting ready to get in the ring and fight ain't difficult as it is getting into the NFL. Boxing, you just get in the ring and fight. If you want to go, we'll get you. If you want to fight, we'll get your license. We'll get everything set up in the state of California and start taking you around and getting you some fights. Now, I'll invest in an athlete for that because that's my sport. That's what I do, boxing. And I understand that, even as a boxer, as a journeyman boxer, you got to have a job for you to take care of your bills. But me as a manager, in that case, I might do what I can to help my boxer because I understand that the opportunity for us to try to get a title shot and we can win some fights, it's more elevated than a player going into the NFL. I'm not going to pay money for some of these small school athletes that are not on the draft board. That's why I tell a lot of agents. They'll say, well, I'm an agent, but I signed this kid from the small NAIA school. So my question is, okay, what scouts are you affiliated with that's going to be able to see this player? What scouts are you affiliated with? What personnel department? What team are you messing with intimately on the business side intimately that you can actually shop this kid's film to? If you got those kind of connections, you can go and spend $7,000, $25,000 on a small school kid like that if you believe in them that much, but at least you know you got a relationship with the team. If you don't have any relationships with a team and you're signing on small school players, you're going to lose your money. You're going to lose – you're invested in a sinking ship. Ship ain't sunk yet, but it's a sinking ship. You're going to lose money. So I tell brand-new NFL-certified PA agents, that's really not a smart move in my opinion. Excuse me, people, I had to wet my throat there, get some coffee in me. But I tell you, I just try to just tell, these small school athletes, you gotta basically get with someone that the point I'm making is for a small school athlete, if you want to get with somebody like myself after the draft is over with. When the draft is over with, all that pro day thinking and all that stuff, that college thinking, that's why the topic is called Stop Acting Like You're Still in College. Stop acting like you're still in college, meaning that you're thinking that you're going to run into somebody that's going to pay for all your expenses. Somebody's going to hold your hand through your training, hold your hand and make sure you're eating, make sure you're getting the proper nutrition and sleep and proper techniques and everything like that. Nobody's going to do that at this point in your career, especially if you've been out of school for 2 or 3 years. You're talking about, hey, I graduated school in 2018, 2019, and I'm still looking for an opportunity. That's great that you're still hungry. That's great that you're still training. But do you have any current pro film? No, man, I've just been waiting on a phone call and trying to get some people to help me based on my college film. I got news for you. Your college film don't count. Nobody cares about it. Your college film doesn't count anymore basically after you graduate college. It's just college film. Where's your pro film coming from? But when you sit back and you walk around for 2 years talking about you're not playing pro developmental indoor arena football, well, I ain't playing indoor arena style football. I'm not playing that. I ain't doing none of that. I'm NFL. Well, no, you're not. If you were NFL, you'd be in the NFL, especially if you came from a big school and you're calling me 2 or 3 years later and you ain't got no film. I'm talking now you ain't got no film, but you ain't been playing nowhere. You didn't go to the NFL. You went to a big school, D1 school, FBS school, but you didn't get you didn't get drafted, or you went to camp and got cut from camp and never got a call up. Okay, your NFL opportunity either didn't come or you didn't take advantage of it when you got it. So now what do you need? You need help. To get help, what do you need? Money. Again, I'm sorry, people. When you contact me, it's always going to be about money because this is my business profession. I eat off of this stuff. This is how I live. This is how I make a living. So if I tell you, hey, it's going to be $100 for an indoor arena league package with local TV partnerships. Those leagues have local TV partners, so you can get local TV exposure. Moving from that, if I tell you that it's going to be $200 for to be in a league like the Fan Control Football League, who has NBC, like I was talking with my man Jacob Ayoub this morning, they're on national TV on NBC through NBC LX platforms. They got an NBC partner. NBC LX is the platform that they were playing on, but you can find NBC LX through most of your cable providers. So they were on national TV. Then they was on, also was on Stadium as well and Fubo TV. And I think Stadium runs on Spectrum. Fubo TV is an internet TV channel, internet TV channel app. It was on Twitch. Twitch is an app. So, I mean, FCF has a great national TV partnership with NBC, and they also have their online platform. So that's a $200 package to go and play arena-style football with the gimmick. Their gimmick is like Madden NFL, where they basically, they're basically running like a live video game format. So it's got a gimmick, but it was pretty fun watching my man Jacob Ayoub play, him and two other rookies I had, along with three other street free agent vets was out there. I had six guys in that league. About four of them played in the playoffs. You know, one street free agent vet and three street free agent rookies played in the playoffs. One, Jacob Ayoub, made it to the championship game with the Boy Day Football Club, and Jacob was on here earlier. Please go back and listen to the 15-minute mark of the first hour up until about the 40-minute mark of the first hour and hear his great story. He had a great interview, really professional. I didn't really have to drag a whole lot of information out of him. He just gave me what I asked for, so it was a really smooth interview, really the easiest interview I've ever done because he just basically gave it to you step by step by step and everything like that. So great interview. Definitely I encourage anybody that's from a small school college that's playing in their last year right now, in your senior year, small school colleges, go back and listen to the interview. If you're a rookie street free agent that's still waiting on somebody, waiting on the phone to ring, stop waiting on the phone to ring, go back and listen to that interview and find out what you need to do. I'm putting the information out here for everybody. It's up to you to listen. I can tell it to you. I can't understand it for you. I can provide it to you. I can't listen to it for you. You got to do something. Make a move. Just press play on these episodes and do what you got to do. Get with the right manager. Get with the right independent agent and have a budget. We can't do it for free. I and people like me, whether they're training, running a combine, running a camp, providing a service, this is what people do. They're doing what they love to try to help you, but it costs because we have our own bills and staff to pay. So you can't call these people and be like, hey, man, I went to this. I was an NFL camp cut from 2017, and I never got called back up and trying to play again. Okay, let's work that angle, but it costs. Oh, I graduated last year, and I've been sitting on the couch waiting on the phone to ring. Okay, we can fix that. What's your budget look like? Okay, I graduated, you know, 2 years ago, and you know, I went to like a FCS type of school, and I didn't get no scouts to talk to me because we weren't really a playoff school. We weren't no good school, so a lot of people didn't really write about us or come to our game. I need help. No problem. I can fix that. What's your budget look like? So if you notice the common thing in those scenarios I just gave you, the common thing was everybody had a problem, but nobody had money. That's the common scenario as a street free agent. Again, stop acting like you're still in college. You're not preparing for a pro day. You are preparing for life. Meaning, first of all, why don't you have a job? You're a grown man or a grown woman, depending on what sport you're playing. Why don't you have a job? You should have a job. I've been working since I've been 18 years, since I've been 15 years old. Joined the Navy at 18 and never quit working. Most of the time I've had two jobs. Why don't you have a job? Why can't you pay for anything? And don't get me wrong. There's been some times in life where I was the same way, thinking that, okay, well, maybe because of my talent or maybe because this or that, somebody will feel bad for me and just do it, or maybe they'll understand my financial situation and just go ahead and help me. I'm here to tell you, I had to teach myself, if you don't have no money, don't call nobody until you got some type of a budget. If you call them and your budget still ain't good enough, say, I'll keep you in mind, sir, and I'll call you back when I get my money up. But don't call somebody begging or constantly getting on their line trying to tell them, I'm going to have my money by this day. I'm going to have my money by that day. You never have it. That's called wasting people's time. If you don't have it, take your time and go get it, because my company ain't going nowhere until God calls me home, till I die. This company going to be here till I die. I'm going to be doing this till I die. And I'm going to keep my radio show going, because I like to tell everybody's story. Because if you go back and you listen to all the episodes that have an interview on it, you'll see everybody got a very similar story. There's some different details and things like that in the story, but the main thing is, I went to a small school. I didn't get no exposure. I'm looking for an opportunity. And most of the people that's on my show, they took or is taking the opportunity to play pro developmental film league football. They're taking that opportunity because they understand that if I want to make it to the NFL, I got to do the things that's going to get me to the NFL. Meaning, I got to try to play somewhere, because like my client Mark Munson said the other day on the phone, one of my customers, I basically he's a customer using my services, because I'm not really managing him, but he is using the service. I myself manage Jacob, who was on here earlier, but Mark Munson is a guy that just recently used my service to get into the XFL or the USFL. He used my service through my contacts with some scouts for those leagues. So, but he was saying that, you know, he has to say, if Mark Munson was saying the other day on my show, you can go back 2 or 3 days ago on one of my episodes, he was just telling guys to say, hey, you know, I had to take that route to play indoor arena because I knew that I wasn't going to make it to the NFL sitting at home. I needed to be trying to play somewhere so I can get film and make my way to a situation for some exposure. So he just played, he played for the Arizona Rattlers, Jacksonville Sharks. I think they won the championship that year. Then he went to the IFL, Frisco Fighters, this past season. Now he's on his way more than likely to an XFL or USFL camp. But how do you get to that point? You got to be willing to get up off the couch and say, hey, I'm going to go continue to play football. But for people like myself to help you, When Mark Munson called me the other day, first thing he said on my Twitter DM, he said, I got money, because I posted up with what it costs. Those packages I just gave you, which, again, is $100 for indoor arena with a local TV partner. It is $200 for fan control football, and that they have a national partner. It is, and this is for me to help you get in these leagues with my contacts that I know at these leagues. No guarantee. But I'm usually pretty successful in getting people on the football field in these leagues. Then you got your $400 package if you're trying to do USFL, Europe, EFL, European Football League, XFL, those type of leagues right there, and CFL, those type of leagues right there. I can that's a $400 package because those people have a national budget as far as the teams that's here in Europe. That's high-level EFL, I'm sorry, European Football League. That's kind of like they have like a it looked like they kind of mimicked the NFL, so I'm quite sure in Europe they got a budget for exposure through television as well. So that's a $300 package. I'm sorry, that's a $400 package for that one, $400. And the thing about it, all the money that I'm making on these packages is only $100. I'm just charging you $100 to use my network, and then all the rest of that fee goes to the people that I'm dealing with because they have that's what it costs to pay for their package. Now, if you want to get an NFL look, a straight NFL look through my people at HubCamp, I charge $100 to submit a vouch for you to get vetted because it's very hard to get into that system with Hub. It's a whole lot of people that call me, hey, man, I can't get into Hub. You're right, because it's very competitive. HubCamp is ran by Don Yee. That's Tom Brady's agent. That's the GOAT's agent. He runs that camp. So my whole thing is, yeah, it's very selective to get in there because they ain't just putting no anybody on the field. You got to be good. You got to be good in all cases. But to be considered quicker, you may want to know somebody like myself who has a personal relationship, not personal but a business relationship with the people that run it. And I have a business relationship with two of the people that run that, so I can call in there and say, hey, man, if you come down to it, can you consider my guy? And sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. But it's $100 for me and $750 to attend their camp for a basic package, and it's $100 for me and $1,350 for to attend their camp on a higher package. So, again, all these packages I just mentioned, which is five of them, and they all range from indoor football, CFL, NFL level. All I'm getting off these packages is $100. And $100 don't really do nothing but put gas in my car and allow me to go get some cigars and some beer. For those of you just tuning in, you're tuning in to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback. So I'm calling in both their bold opinion on anything sports related. We talk about mainly football because this is an NFL football talk show. We talk a lot about football. We talk a lot about basketball as well and Major League Baseball. If you want to talk about hockey, golf, tennis, high eating contests, UFC, wrestling, boxing, any sport that you want to call in and talk about. If we don't know about your sport, you can tell us about it and teach us about it. If you don't know about what we're talking about, you can listen in and we can teach you about our sports that we talk about on this show. This is also a platform for hip-hop artists and producers to come in, do an interview, and also have their beats and their music played on this show. So if you're a hip-hop artist out there and you're looking to get some exposure on a radio show, I'm looking for artists that got hot beats and artists that got hot music. Producers, if you got hot beats, artists, if you got hot music, again, DM me at Ferrand Sports. DM me at Ferrand Sports or at Open Mic Massacre on Twitter for my music content at Open Mic Massacre on Twitter. But you can also DM me at Ferrand Sports on Twitter. That's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferrand Sports on Twitter. DM me if you're a hip-hop artist or a producer that got beats and songs, and I'll feature your stuff on the show. It's going to be $100 if you want to do an interview on my show. If you're a hip-hop artist or a producer, $100 for an interview, and I'll play your music and your beats for a month. If you are an athlete and you are not currently in under my management or not currently using a customer using my services, it's also $100 to get on the show. And it's $100 to get on the show and tell your story like my man Jacob A.U. was on here this morning. The difference is that came free for Jacob A.U. because he's already under my management. I'm already managing him. So that's all my guys that I manage. They get to get on the show. All the guys that I have managed get to get on the show. But if you're just a client that if you're a client that paid for my service, like Mark Munson did the other day, he paid for his package and he paid me my fee, and I included the interview with his package. So, I mean, you know, I'm not charging you twice. If you use my service or a manager, you can get on the show. I'm not going to charge you for that, but you got to be using the service. If you just want to do an interview and don't want to use the service, it's $100 to come on and do the interview, and we promote it out like everybody else. If you're an athlete, promote it to different coaches, scouts, leagues, all that good stuff. So people can know about you and you can get the help that you need moving forward trying to play. We got breaking news today, and for those of you just tuning in again, this is Stogies and Beer broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, WBEST, and I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, the late night dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Breaking news today, we got the big thing on TV today is Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson is going to be doing a, instead of that sweet 16-game suspension, where he could have still had, you know, 11 games to play and could have definitely made a playoff run, because Cleveland actually got a pretty good team. And, you know, him being at the helm for still another 11 games, they still easily could have made a playoff push. They could have probably got something like a 9-7 or 10-6 type of playoff push if when he came back, if the math is correct. But, yeah, Deshaun Watson suspended 11 games, fined $5 million following NFL and NFLPA settlement, violated the league's personal conduct policy. So, you know, for to get that massage he was getting, it actually really cost him a little bit. But if you'd like to call into the show, we got about 15 more minutes for the show. I'm going to get off into some more music here shortly. But the guest call-in line is 515-602-9687. The guest call-in is 515-602-9687. And what I'll do is once I see a caller pop up, I will announce your last four and then count you in at 5-4-3-2-1, 5-4-3-2-1, and you'll be on the air. So that's how that go. And when you come on the air, all you got to do is just state your initials. I like to keep everybody anonymous unless we're doing an interview. If we're doing an interview, you should just state your name, because I'm going to be interviewing you anyway. You're going to share that information. But if you are just a guest calling in talking about anything sports related, you can, if you want to call in and talk about pie-eating contests, we can do that. If you want to call in and talk about Deshaun Watson being suspended for 11 games, fined $5 million following NFL and NFLPA settlement, if you want to call in and talk about that, the call-in line is 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687. Today's topic was stop acting like you're still in college. This episode will be teaching street free agents to stop acting as if they're in college training for a pro day. Once a player gets passed over by the NFL, it's time to self-invest for the next opportunity to try to play. No NFLPA certified agent, independent agent, or manager is going to invest money in a sunken ship. The street free agent needs to get a job or two to have a budget to invest in their career. And going back to our topic real quick before we go to some music and get ready to get out of here, the whole point of this topic for today, I'm speaking to athletes that are in their senior year in college that play at a small school that's flying under the radar, that's more than likely going to get passed over for the NFL draft. They're going to get passed over, and they're not going to get an NFL draft combine offer. So I'm talking to you that's in college right now, your senior season at a small school. I'm talking to rookie street free agents as well that just got passed over for this year's draft and sitting on the couch looking for help. I'm also talking to some of these guys that are still out there, been out of school for 2 or 3 years, thinking that they were still going to get a phone call and I'm just going to train and eventually somebody's going to call me. That's not what happened. You're still sitting at home and you're still asking for help, but you're asking for help like, oh, because I went to a big school. I went to NFL mini rookie camp, or I went to NFL camp and got cut late in camp, but I've been sitting at home the last 3 years. Okay, you're still a free agent then. You're a street free agent. You're a street free agent, and you need help. But in all of those scenarios, I'm telling you, no NFLPA certified agents aren't going to open up their checkbook and pay you any money to do your training and do a pro day. All that stuff is over with. You need to be playing somewhere. When you call somebody like me, independent agencies or independent management companies, when you call people like myself, it's a fee. You got to pay a fee to deal with us, because it requires money to pay for our staff, to take care of food, housing, clothing, everything. All this different stuff costs money. The same money it costs you to take care of your business at home is the same money it costs us to take care of our business at home. So when you call people like myself and you want to get their service, whether it be training, combines, all these different things, you're trying to call us and ask us for help. We're here to help you, but you have to have a budget. Like my man Jacob AU was saying today, he understands at the end of the day his bills have to be paid, so he's doing landscaping and concrete landscaping, stuff like that, to make sure that he got money in his pocket. So when somebody calls him for an opportunity, he can get on the plane and he can go to that opportunity and keep building up his resume on things he's done. You guys have got to understand that, you know, we're here to help. We're here to help you. But we're not here to just basically say, okay, I'm going to open up my checkbook and I'm going to pay for all of your expenses. That's too much of an undertaking, especially when it's so political to even get into the NFL. To penetrate the shield is hard. That's why they don't post up people emails, people telephone numbers, because it's too many guys out there every year that play football that's coming out of college. But if you actually add up all the players in the NFL, I don't even think it's 2,000 players that play in the National Football League. I don't even think it's 2,000 people. You can fit 2,000 people in one stadium, and that doesn't even fill the stadium up. That shows you just how slim to none the chance is to make it to the NFL. I'm not saying it's impossible, but you're going to have to take the steps to get to the NFL and get with somebody like myself who's trying to grow their company and trying to constantly make contacts. They'll eventually have the right contacts in the NFL and whatnot to get you an opportunity to move, you know, to be at that level. But at the same time, I require a service fee. Right now, again, and I'm going to go to some music after I say this here and get ready to close my show out because my throat's getting dry, and I think I'm preaching to the choir. Again, breaking news, Deshaun Watson suspended 11 games, fined $5 million following NFL and NFLPA settlement. If you want to DM me and talk about that on my direct messages, you're fine. I usually check my Twitter messages all throughout the day. So if you want to DM and talk about Deshaun Watson getting fined 11 games, you want to talk about the NBA Christmas schedule, what games you want to see and what your predictions are about those games, you can DM me at Foran Sports. If you want to call in and ask me more about my topic, stop acting like you're still in college, you're welcome to do that on my Twitter DM as well. If you want services, if you are a street free agent, a rookie street free agent from this past draft class, my prices are $100 again for indoor arena league opportunity that has a local TV partner for exposure. When I say local TV partner, whatever kind of TV partner, that's for your exposure. That's the level of exposure those leagues give. So we're talking about NAL, IFL, meaning National Arena League, Indoor Football League, Champions Indoor Football League, and everything below that. They're usually going to have a either a online or a local TV partner. We're talking about fan-controlled football, that's a $200 package. They have a national TV partner with NBC and NBCLX. Dropping down from that, my $400 package is going to be for a European Football League opportunity. I'm not quite sure because they kind of mimic how the NFL does things over there, if I'm correct. They're probably going to have a overseas TV outlet that they use, definitely locally, but probably in their nation, a national partner in the region that they're in over in Europe. But right alongside of that, we're talking about CFL. You know, they're on TSN, ESPN. That's a national TV cable outlet. Then you got USFL, XFL. Of course, we already know they're on Fox and NBC. XFL, I believe they're going to be on Fox and NBC as well when they come up. So you know, that's kind of like how it works with me. And that's a $400 package. Then if you want an NFL look in a sanctioned event, a sanctioned OTA style mini camp workout, that's going to be with Hub Camp. Their cost is $750 to do that, but it's $100 for me to submit. It's $100 for me to submit, and they also have an upgraded package for $1,350. So in all these different packages, I'm only getting $100, but the rest of it goes to the provider of the service. I just have relationships there. That's what you're paying for, to use my relationship to get you in. Looking at my monitor, they got Roger Goodell saying we're grateful to the judge and everybody that helped them come to this decision for the suspend Deshaun Watson, you know, for the 11 games. But they got a rough – Cleveland got a rough road ahead. I see them winning about two or three games at the most with Watson being out and when he comes back. I got them winning about two or three games. But we're going to go ahead on. We was going to go to some music, but we were like about 5 minutes out. I'm going to go ahead and close the show out. Late Night Dog don't have any staff, so I'm a one-man operation. I got to do everything by myself, so I don't really have anybody to mix for you right now. And I got to make a mad dash and go pretty myself up, give me a haircut, get myself look all dazzling and cute for the weekend. So anyway, this has been our Stogies and Beer radio show. Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback. And I am Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. I want everybody to stay safe out there. We're not going to be on air tomorrow because I take off on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I'm on the Stogies and Beer radio show. It's on air most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. And if we're not on the show, and if we're not on the show for whatever reason, we have a whole lot of episodes that's there you can go back and listen to until we get back on the show, and definitely during the weekend. So, again, stay safe. This is Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer radio station, broadcasting live from WBEST, Chula Vista, California, WBEST. And I want everybody to have a safe day, have a safe weekend. Stay safe from monkeys. Definitely do more fist bumps rather than handshakes. Sanitize your hands constantly. And try to not be touching your nose and your mouth and all that stuff because COVID-19 is still running rapid. Keep your mask on when you're around a lot of people. Like in a grocery store setting, keep your mask on as much as you can. And keep your mask on when you're just like at a game or anything that got a lot of people around, even if you're outside. Just try to keep your mask on people as much as you can if you're around a lot of people that you're not familiar with. So with that being said, I want everybody to have a great day. We're going to set black, fade all on this episode. We'll see you later. Have a good day. Set black, fade all.